Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748 and find out how much you could be saving on life insurance. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar.
Chess.
Holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the holiday weekend, you know, leading up to the holidays. And they roll out some great stuff on TV. Did you watch the thing last night?
Oh, yeah.
It was great, huh?
Discovery Channel strikes again.
What do you mean a holiday weekend?
I mean, it's a weekend leading up to the holidays.
I had to jump in.
It was a holiday weekend for him because he decorated his tree.
Okay. It's December 8th, though. It's important to point that out.
Very much true.
You know, it's you just said holiday weekend, and I was
Columbus
Day or something? What's going on?
It's the lighting of the Rob Mob National Christmas tree.
That's right. We had the, I believe it was Joe Biden came out to flip the switch.
Let me go back. Let me go back into Charlie's room.
Okay. Oh, you're going back there? You see a lot of people watch the Discovery Channel last night, and they were disappointed.
Ugh.
Yeah. And now you watched it for like an hour, right?
Yes. But an hour was enough suck to not really be upset about it. But if I stayed for the entire programming, the 2 hours,
yeah.
Pitchforks.
So you are not totally out of your mind angry.
I was annoyed. Annoyed enough to say, I should have just watched Homeland. That's how I felt. Then I went back and watched Homeland. And I said, "Well, this is quality programming."
Well, there are other people who are very upset.
Yeah, they're really upset.
Really, really upset. Like this man. Hello, Charles.
Hello.
Wow, you've been running, Charlie.
Yeah, I ran up here.
You're out of breath.
Well, it's not out of breath as much as I'm just upset.
Well, I bet. First of all, before we get to the topic,
because of last night.
I know. How are you enjoying living in Florida?
Great question.
I know that you relocated down there when Mike relocated.
It's all right.
what do you like about it?
You like digging in the back?
Well,
lots of room to run and dig. Yeah.
It's warmer.
Yes.
There's some animals that are kind of cool.
Like what?
You know, like alligators.
Sure.
That's it?
Oh.
Otherwise, I don't like it that much.
Well, you get to spend a lot of time with Mike and Carla and the baby.
Not really.
Really?
Yeah, I sleep outside.
Do you sleep outside near Mike's house?
Yeah, in the backyard. By the pond.
Well, there's a pool and a pond.
Yeah, but I sleep by the pond.
Of course,
I'm not allowed to sleep in the front yard.
Wait, you've got waterfront property?
Well, I mean, he has a place on the pond.
Right.
You guys have been there, don't you know what I'm talking about?
I was shocked. The thing is, I was shocked. We were just down there for the baptism, and I was surprised we didn't run into you.
Well, he didn't want me coming.
I know.
He's not the same since he moved down here.
How has he changed?
He's just not nice.
Well, he was never really nice, Charlie.
He says, Charlie.
That's a good point.
I mean, he has his moments. But
Charlie, he says, Charlie, just go outside. You'll be all right out there. It's warm at night.
Yeah.
It's not going to be warm this night. This week, it's going to be like 46 degrees down here.
That's not bad. That's not freezing.
It's not good.
Charlie.
You want to go, why don't you turn the thermostat in your house to 46 degrees,
Charlie,
and see how much you, yes, hi, Oscar.
It was 28 degrees last night.
Yeah, very cold
here.
Yeah, but not inside where you guys sleep. I sleep on the outside on a cot.
Now, when you're out there on the cot and it's a warm night.
Plastic cot.
When it's a warm, humid Florida night, do the bugs play havoc with you?
Yeah, sometimes in the summertime. It was terrible in August. It's horrible. And they're about as big as planes.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah. It sucked.
And
I'm afraid of snakes because, you know, I'm obsessed with snakes. And that's the reason I came by because
I'm
I
so
want to
glad
talk
you brought
about
it up,
the
yeah.
Discovery Channel. I'm never watching that again. Paul Rosalie, bite me.
Oh, no, Charlie.
Paul Rosalie.
Now, how did you watch it? Do you have a TV out in the back?
I looked through the window at Mr. O'Mara's house.
Oh, okay. And so you watched the special, and for people...
He was watching it. He didn't care.
Yeah, for people who don't
know... He's drinking in secret now.
Charlie!
When he's alone, he's drinking in secret.
Charlie, that's... You know what? The thing about a secret...
nothing joke about Charlie.
A secret is a thing that you need to keep.
Yeah. I don't... I know he wasn't drinking iced tea, and he almost fell when he stood up after 3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours sitting in the same spot, and then he stood up.
That's what we used to say, Mike's having his medicine tonight.
Yeah, same uniform he always wears.
What uniform is that?
T-shirt and nothing else.
Oh, I hope it's a long T-shirt.
But really, are you coming to the protest?
No, I'm not going to be there. You know what protest?
I'm coming up to D.C. going to protest the Discovery Channel. Rip off! Rip off! Rip off!
So this guy Rosalie,
he said he was going to be eaten by a snake, by a giant anaconda.
He promoted it for weeks.
Scumbag. I'm so mad. I am so angry. I really am.
Now, did you think that if he put on some sort of compression suit and covered himself in the blood of a pig, did you think it was going to work?
Yeah, I thought he was going to get eaten by the anaconda, and then they might have to cut him out. That's why I woke up the whole neighborhood last night when I stood up right on top of my cot, and I said, "That's bullshit."
You can't say that word.
Well, I'm just not a happy person. I mean, really, and I'll tell you one thing. I will never accept another TV recommendation from anybody else, Rob Spiewak. Pay attention. I will not accept that from God. I swear, Monday, I will never accept a TV recommendation from anybody ever again.
Who recommended this one to you?
Rofo!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm trying to quit smoking. I think I smoke too much. I smoke in the shower, which I think is one sign it's getting a lot of hand. I used to drink a lot, too. I quit drinking, though. Drinking is bad for you, but you do learn a lot from drinking. One thing I learned is that if you ever go Christmas caroling, you should go with a bunch of people. Somehow when you go alone and drunk, it's not taken the same way, you know? And it's also good to go around December. I think that's really the best time of year for. Somehow when you go in July and you're outside your ex-girlfriend's house, naked with a bottle of bourbon, going, "Jingle bells!" You know? Most people don't think of that as caroling. A lot of people ask me how I quit drinking. What I do is I sleep 20 hours a day, so I can't really drink at all. I sleep so much that I think I've had all the dreams I could ever have. I have no dreams left. Once I dreamt in Spanish. I had this dream that I was like in a Sam Peckinpah type Western with all these guys with big mustaches, and we're all like, you know. The thing is, I only took 1 year of Spanish in seventh grade, so all the drama was there, but we didn't really have much to say to each other. We just yell at each other, tell them what our color our shirts are and stuff, you know. All dream was, "Tu camisa es verde. ¿Dónde está el libro? El libro es en la mesa."
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Gabby Pfeiffer Studios. Hope you enjoyed your holiday weekend.
What I meant is that it was a weekend leading up to the holidays.
It started the day off beautifully. Live from the Gabby Pfeiffer Studios heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 26 million downloads heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks.
This is maybe the greatest name we've ever had, Mike. He's from Bridgeport, West Virginia. He's a junior. He's number 98. He's a punter. He's Connor Cornbreath.
Connor Cornbreath.
Yeah.
Wow. Gentlemen, that's great.
His women always single for a fit. Oh, man.
Can you turn Oscar's microphone up, please?
Yeah, I can barely hear myself.
This is one of those Mondays we just ought to get back in our cars,
go
drive around the block for half an hour, and then come back into the studio.
Connor Cornbreath's women always signal for a fair catch because he gets laid all the time.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Thank you. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why is this?
Because they get it. Today's show is brought to you by a brand new sponsor. This is Mike O'Mara, everyone, and I have a favor to ask of you. I want you to buy your underwear from me.
What?
That's right. I have said for years on this show, and it's our fifth anniversary today, I've said for years, let's get an underwear sponsor. Ladies and gentlemen, that day is today. We welcome Mack Woo! Weldon.
Yay, Mack Weldon.
I don't think it's asking too much. for you to buy your underwear from me. It's time to change your underwear by wearing underwear from MacWeldon.com. Now, I have the underwear. I have the boxer shorts. Oscar, I think you have the boxer briefs,
oh,
correct?
Yes, I do. I got a nice package last week. I rocked them all weekend long.
Nice.
And I will tell you something, that the socks that they sell are the best quality I've had in a long, long time, and I loved them. And I even wore, when I went out to... I think I wore them to the baptism, and I might have worn them also to Reno, my fancy little polka dot MacWeldon socks that I like.
Look
so
at
beautiful.
You.
They're all about the fusion of old-school quality and modern-day technology. The result, the best underwear you have ever worn. All I know is with underwear, you can tell cheap. When you put on cheap underwear, you can feel
very
it.
True.
Because, and with the good stuff, you know it's the good stuff. Well, MacWeldon is the good stuff. Whether it's underwear, undershirts, socks, or T-shirts, MacWeldon has the best, and better yet, they make sure convenience is king. Forget crowded department stores. Visit MacWeldon.com. This is our campaign during the holidays to get all of our listeners to wear the underwear that I'm selling.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Change your underwear,
gentlemen.
Mike.
Done
Change
and done.
It.
Now, it's easy to order, reorder, and replenish. Just click boom, bam, for the best underwear in the world. You don't click something that says boom, bam.
No, no, no.
I was demonstrating.
Just click, boom, bam, and you're
exactly.
good to go.
Yes. And their try-on guarantee means that you will be 100% satisfied with the fit of your underwear. MacWeldon.com. Remember that name, MacWeldon.com. And welcome. Always nice to have a new sponsor on the Mike
O'Meara Show. Good stuff.
We're very, very happy. So, yeah, happy Monday, everybody. It technically was our fifth anniversary yesterday. We all exchanged loving little messages and
pleasantries.
And notes and pleasantries. And it's been terrific. And I want to say thank you to our listeners for making this happen. It's, you know, it's gone very, very quickly, and I'm liking it. I like this. This isn't like what I used to go, oh, no. You know, if you'll notice, like, at the end of the radio run, sometimes you're like, oh, another anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
you kind of reflect on that. And
better than most marriages, right?
Better than most for me. Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. But really, the last year has been terrific for me. It's really been, since we kind of streamlined things, it's been a lot of fun, and it's going to continue to be fun. And I really, really think in the very recent past, maybe 6 months ago, I've sensed an amazing, when I talk about you get it when you listen, I have sensed with our listening audience this, I talk about it a lot, but this partnership that makes the show successful, and people that understand how we're doing our jobs and how
Absolutely.
We're making our living.
Right.
And I think that is maybe the coolest thing. There's not a lot of examples of that where people that consume a product know how to help the product be better. Does that make sense?
No, it makes
sense?
Absolute sense. Like, for
they
example,
understand.
You could be a Ford guy or a Chevy guy, but you don't lift a finger to help the company. And then we have all the people that are so dedicated to downloading and listening and being a part of the show every day, and they're there for us, and that's the most amazing thing.
Well, it's a thrill, and it's been great working with you guys, too, and Pony Boy, and our interns that have been with us for a while, Mac and Rofo, and all the interns before that, you know, Zoolander and Girl, and, you know, they've all come back to visit, and, you know, we really have a good relationship.
Great family.
Good stuff.
With this show, and it's a lot of fun, so I was really... absolutely blown away by the response we got online from people saying happy fifth anniversary. So it was terrific. And then after I got over that, I kind of went back and wallowed in my own self-pity.
I called Mike last night.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. I welcomed your call.
I'm like, oh, man, he must be like raging somewhere, right? Hanging out with the judge or whatever.
Right.
The judge.
And then because I knew he was coming in town.
So what'd you call me? 8 o'clock? Something?
8 o'clock.
Some ridiculously early.
Super early. So I was just leaving my parents' house because I went to the game with my dad, right?
Right. Oh, that's right.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to call Mike. I haven't been able to catch up with him all day. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? And he told me, my bit to Mike in the past is always like, what are you wearing?
Yes.
He didn't even ask me. He didn't even let me ask the question. He just said, I'm just hanging out with my dogs, half naked on the bed.
Oh, God.
And
I think maybe 8:30. I want to say it was around 8:30, Oscar.
Yeah.
I was in for the night. I texted my wife. I said, turning in.
The dogs and I are turning in. I'm not going to sleep. I'm just going into the marital bed for right. the evening. I'm done. I'm no longer up. No point in being up.
When you make that
the day is over. There's really nothing for me to stay
the
up
the sun
for.
Is far in the west. And when you write that text, is it multi-purposed? Is it A, don't bother me? Is it B, feel sorry
okay.
for me?
I'm glad you asked that question, Rob, because that's a good question, because this is the deal. The reason I send that text is because I charge my phone out in the kitchen, and then I go into the bedroom, and right.
What is that, a Spiwak setup you have?
Well, no, it's just, it usually doesn't bother me, but I leave the phone out in the kitchen. It's just convenient. You know what it has
and
to
it
do with?
And it protects him from the rays.
I will tell you what it has to do with, and this is something that I've thought about. It protects me from inconvenient outlets. The kitchen outlets, for whatever reason, and I think in many modern homes, the kitchen outlets are right there, everywhere.
And they're also at a higher level, too.
Yeah.
They're higher
no
level.
Bending.
And they're right there, no bending and twisting, which we know can be problematic. Mm-hmm. And so I just put it out in the kitchen. So I'm leaving. I'm not going to be answered.
In your neighborhood, they have any low outlets at all.
That's a great point.
I would thought they would be all at waist level. And also, no doorknobs, lots of handles.
No steps.
No steps.
You'll be able to roll through those doors.
That's right.
Yeah, hold on just a second. I want to, I'm just going to.
And of course, the string in
every
room.
I'm going to clean the attenuator that I'm listening to you guys on.
Okay.
It's kind of popping and crackling. Would that be my fader on my end when I'm getting that?
Could be. It sounds awfully good up here.
Well, no, I think everything sounds fine. It's just the way I'm monitoring you. So,
is the Skype down on our end? I think
it is.
Skype
is down, yeah.
All right. So anyway, sorry for that. I just it was driving me nuts.
No, that's good.
So I put it out there and I text Carla because I'm not going to be answering the phone. Then
Carla at this point? Because she's
up in Virginia.
She's thriving. She's 31.
She's got her
mom. She's definitely upright. She's not laying down somewhere.
She's got the baby.
Yeah, yeah.
She had a Red Robin for lunch.
Oh.
And, okay.
That's like Benadryl on a bun. Did she get the
Red Robin for lunch?
Did she get the burger that has the fried egg on it? Really, there is nothing better for you and better to eat.
Absolutely. But have you eaten
the bottomless fries?
Have you eaten that?
Yes, absolutely.
You've eaten that like on your own going out to a restaurant?
No, Mike, I was with people. I didn't go to my on myself and just go to a restaurant and
no,
command
but I'm saying,
my own table.
You went out and not like on a radio bit or anything. Well, of course, if it was a radio bit, I would have heard it. So you went out and did you do it on a lark? I guess that's the question.
I believe, sort of. But when you order and you look at the menu and you see all the hell, you know what they have at Red Robin, Mike, and the kids love it. So we've gone there several times. It says they have
the
what
kids,
they call,
Mike.
They say healthy fare. And they offer healthy fare.
The kids like it. I like taking the kids there.
Which could be, like salads, right? You don't think I have ever chosen Red Robin.
Yeah, have you chosen Red Robin?
No.
What would your choice be?
I've chosen Red Robin before.
Yeah, I have too.
I would choose
Five Guys?
Yeah, Five Guys ahead of that, anything like that. I mean, it's a better burger.
Closer.
But when you look at healthy fare, but then you're offered the option of Mike, you're offered the option of a tower of onion rings or, always food good served in a tower. Or I believe it is called the Royal or the Royale, which is the hamburger that says, what should we add? A fried egg. I said, you know what? We're here. Let's do it.
Put the fried egg on the burger. Let's talk specifically about food.
Sure.
And I know food.
Yeah.
I mean, putting a fried egg.
See you later,
egg,
Oscar.
Yeah.
Putting a fried egg on a hamburger to me is completely and totally irrelevant.
This past weekend, I had the option of getting the fried egg or not. I said, no, that's just way too much.
Well, the thing
ask me again. Well, I can't imagine eating that after the burger and the onion
rings. I just don't think you'd get
rings.
The flavor profile because the mildness of the egg, you probably wouldn't.
And the calories.
I think
wasted
the theory.
Calories.
No, forget about calories. It's
now,
not a part
if
of
you
the
hard boiled the eggs, dice them up and put them in the beef patty.
Protein,
you
baby.
Might be talking. Might, yeah, but you see, eggs have purposes in life. I mean, they can be, a great breakfast food. It can be something if you're baking. It really should never be a condiment. An egg should not be a topping. And you know what? I felt that after I ate it. I will never do it again. Well, maybe once. But I won't do it again in the near future.
Red Robin. Yum.
That is a good jingle. That's a good jingle.
You know, there are a lot of them. I mean, it's a go-to.
Reasonably priced. if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, and also I've always found it to be adequate. You know, it's nothing super special, but it's also kid friendly. It's a very kid friendly.
They've got a claw
place.
Machine. That's where they make the money.
That's how they get you. So Oscar called me, and I was I told him where I was. I was lying in bed with the dogs.
I asked him a sleep
in
number.
My underwear. Just got done watching 60 Minutes.
How did you get the phone if it was in the kitchen?
Great question.
Because Carla, when I put the phone on the charger and I texted her,
charger.
I went in. Got out of my clothing. Hey, baby.
So were you in the all together?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. Yeah,
nice.
As a matter of fact, scared like a balloon. Anyway. Just rolls over and says,
no,
oh,
so
what's
I
this?
Got. I was in my underwear.
A treat.
I lay down on the bed, and as soon as I lay down, the phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the whole reason I'm bringing this up. So I'm like, oh. So I run out to the kitchen. I answer. Carla's there. What are you doing? I said, what? I said, I said,
I'm dying.
You're going. She said, you're going to bed. You're going to bed. I said, yeah, I'm not going to sleep. I'm going into the bedroom and I'm, you know, buttoning the house up. And it's bedtime.
Well, you know,
like
it's hurricane season.
For example, Elvis Presley conducted much of his business in bed. He liked to be in bed,
God.
Even when he was awake.
Thank you for that.
There you are.
Thanks for comparing me to him.
Well, didn't he live a life of pills?
Well, what he did is he lived a life of excess.
Okay.
That's what he lived.
Well, can I take you through my morning? And there's a reason I turned in early.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Let me tell you what happened. Sunday morning, I get up at the crack of dawn all by myself,
mm-hmm.
and there are two church services at the place where my kid was baptized.
The
all
double
right?
cross.
There's the 10 o'clock, and then if you want to just blast it out and have the rest of your day, there's the 7:45.
That's
so as
great.
I turned in another early night on Saturday, that's my life now. I don't, you know, it just doesn't happen for me. And when Carla's away, I do absolutely nothing in the evening except,
right.
You know, look at the computer and look
stare
at the TV,
little Michael.
The magic bug, and occasionally read the latest hot pulp fiction. But I will tell you this, that I went to bed early Saturday, and I woke up, probably got up at about 6. And that seems to be the pattern that I've been in lately. And I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to get up, take the dogs for a little walk, and get myself all spruced up, and I'm going to go knock out the old 7:45 church.
Whoa.
And that's
how
the way
that,
that's
huh?
the way they want you to look at religion. Yeah. Let's get it out of the way.
Well, you
it
what?
Out.
Well, what do you think the 7:45 is?
I know, that's
really.
What it is.
Is it shorter than 10:30?
It has
shorter?
To move at
the
10
o'clock?
Club.
Oh, my God. you know what's the 10 o'clock service?
Yes.
Gandhi is shorter than the 10 o'clock service.
Do you remember when, Mike, when we used to be Catholic and they would have the Missalette, and it had like all the stuff that they would read, and there was four versions, and they got shorter, and how great it was when they'd start with version number 4.
Oh,
and
it was
all
the
I
best.
Remember is
you're
that
talking about the you're talking about the Eucharist.
Yeah,
talking,
and like, they would do the short Eucharist, and it would start out.
I remember that.
He would
oh
say,
God, do I remember that?
I remember the first line in the short one was, "He is the font of all holiness," and I'd hear it and I'd go, "Yes," because it's like
font.
It's like taking 10
Cambria?
Minutes.
That's. That's when you know you don't want to be somewhere.
Yep.
When I remember that. I remember that. That
isn't
is
church
one of my
overrated?
Most, yes,
right,
it
let's
is.
Be honest.
My memory of the Catholic service is that. I remember that, Rob.
Yep.
I was the exact same way. And they'd
I
have the different
go,
prayers when they're saying over communion.
Yep.
And if you had the long one, it was like, oh. Oh,
number one was the long one when they listed all the saints. When you got to hear about Linus and Demetrius and I guess Gail and Billy and Patsy and all the saints. And then when they read all this, like, come on, let's just go to number 4. Number 4 is short.
Right, exactly. They blast it right out. So 7:45, I get up, but I said, you know what? I'm gonna do the whole thing. I'm gonna put on my my go to
see your sucker
my go
suit.
To meeting, my little no, I just put
straw
on a nice,
voter.
Nice pair of slacks, nice pair of shoes, you know. And I said,
that
I'm gonna
20s
roll out
hat
there.
You own.
There'll be 20, 30 people in there, but it's not you know. I'm going and I'm gonna look as good as I can. So I roll out. I'm really, you know, when you've gotten your S together on a Sunday morning,
oh,
there's
yeah,
really
fast.
Nothing better. You just feel like you're really ahead of the curve.
Sure.
And I drive over there, and as I pull in, now our church is right next to the Catholics, and the Catholics must have like a 5 a.m. service because they are coming out in droves. And you got
maybe it was the end of midnight mass.
And you got to horn your way in there because the Catholics won't let you go. They won't let you in. So you got to just like force your way. It's like, ah, God bless you. And just drive right by. And I pull into the Protestant parking lot where I'm going to be going. And I immediately get a bad feeling because there's nothing going on. There are no cars.
Uh-oh.
And I see one car. I'm like, no. This is just like
they shutter their doors.
After I've been to your church once. And the one thing that I would use as a gauge, they have the thing. And I've seen it at other churches, is like a big grid with the name tags outside so you can wear your name tag. are the name tags out?
Oh, I thought that was a football pool.
They wouldn't be there at the 7:45.
It's not a football pool.
There's a guy sweeping outside. He's like cleaning up. There's a guy that I know. He's the usher up there, and he's cleaning. He goes, I said, I'm going to guess there is no 7:45 service. He says, nah, it's the anniversary. It's our 10th anniversary gala today. I'm like, okay.
Oh, God.
All right, well, I guess I'll have to come back for the 10 o'clock. He lied. And so I go back to the car and I drive away and I'm just like, and I get to the gatehouse here in Florida. And the guy says, hey, good morning, Mr. O'Meara. How you doing? I said, you know what? Those Protestants, they can't just have a service. They got to have a party every weekend.
So
and he looked at me. He looked at me like I was a madman.
You pull into your own neighborhood raving about religion.
I ranted about it. I read it's 7:45 and I am ranting to this guy. Like, you know, why just have a have a service, you know, so we can worship and the way we want to. I'm back doing it. They're pushing me away with these guys. I don't want to go to a gala. I don't want to go to a gala on Sunday. I just want to. And so I didn't.
And Culver's wasn't even open at that time.
That's true. Not yet.
Hey.
Yes.
26 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We haven't been visiting Culver's. It's very challenging, though, to both have a diet that restricts your calories and a diet that restricts all good things you're supposed to put in your body. It's like, we want you to lose weight, but you can't have anything that isn't mush. So basically, try to lose weight by eating Wonder Bread and white meat turkey.
Yeah! Yeah. Nothing with any sort of color to it.
No color whatsoever. Excuse me, Mr. O'Meara, your mashed potatoes without butter are ready. Yummy! Yummy! But anyway, that was the morning. We'll tell you more about that. And it's our anniversary. Yay!
Hey, you know what? We're exactly 5 years older than your church.
That's exciting. That's fantastic. Yeah. We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm still Gary Stein.
Yes, he is. And on this week's edition of the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, we revisit Datelab. You remember we talked about it last week? Well, we're going to get some answers as to what's going on there from the Washington Post.
We need those answers now.
Yes, we do. And we're going to follow up on a lot of the things we talked about last week. It is chock full of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Oh, way to go. Chock full of fun. Way to go, Tony. That's a terrific 70s announcer line right there.
chock full of fun.
Even their promos are throwbacks.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. For quite some time now, I have been asking Rob Spiewak about Harry's.
Yes.
And I finally succumbed and went to the Harry's website myself and ordered, I forgot what the pack was, but I think, I don't know what they break them down as. I think I got 17.
Wow.
17 cartridges? Replacement blades.
Oh, yeah.
17 replacement cartridges from Harry's because I love them so much.
The
we
best.
All use Harry's products and we all love our Harry's products. And no matter who you're shopping for, Harry's.com has a great gift idea. I really had to refrain. I love my original that I got from Harry's. But I like the Winston set, too, with that beautiful handle they've got. It's got a razor, 3 blades, your choice of shaving cream or foaming shave gel, and it's only $25 with the promo code TMOSHOLIDAY. That is a beautiful razor. I did not treat myself because I felt as though that should be given as a gift and not mine. But I got my replacement blades.
Yes, Carla.
The gift is engravable and comes in a cool box with a customized holiday card. Really is a cool gift to give.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
Just in time for the holidays, Harry's makes it super easy. No lines, no hassle, and free shipping straight to your door. It is now officially the last minute. Tomorrow is the last day to get free shipping on your order for Christmas delivery. So order now.
Mm.
When?
Now.
Just go to Harry's.com. It's been a while. Just go to Harry's.com and enter the code TMOSHOLIDAY, no spaces at checkout, for $5 off your holiday order. Remember, shipping is free and your satisfaction 100% guaranteed. HARRYS.com and enter coupon code TMOSHOLIDAY for an additional $5 off your order. Harry's.com. Give the gift of a better shave, and we've been doing it for a while.
Love them. Love them.
I love Harry. So, yeah, it was depressing because I just was ready, and, you know, you have your whole day laid out, and I do this all the time. This is, you want to know the real ABCs of how I live my life. Anything that I am part of, whether it be golfing, church, if I joined any kind of organization, I don't mind being in the organization, but I also don't really want to be in the, even this show, you would say I probably practice it the same way. I am all in.
Yes.
But yet when you catch me on details like
Well, you know, Saturday we're doing that. Or if I'm, you've been working with me 22 years.
Example,
I got to be reminded all
if
the
we
time.
Have an early or later start, if we yes. vary from the routine, if I don't email Mike after 5 p.m. the day before, chances are he might not really be in on that.
I just don't. I'm
you don't like change.
Last Friday,
change stinks.
Did you not flip the switch at 10 a.m. and say, do we start early today? And
yeah,
we said no.
And that, when we had a regular start
and
at 10:30.
And then click,
right.
He went away. He didn't hang around. He just wanted to know what was up.
See you
what
at
a
30.
Blissful job. You know, I don't like you guys. I just go, just to hit the big bar, and it goes like that. What I hate, this happens to me so often, where I'll be ready. It happens at golf courses a lot where I'll put on my Jackie Gleason golf outfit with the big knee socks and I'll drive and I'll put the clubs in my car and I'll drive up and I'll walk in and say, "Oh, sorry, sir, we're not open today. This is the benefit for the Pippi Longstocking Foundation.
It's the 10th anniversary
right
of the golf club."
And it's the same thing at the church, and you feel like such a total rube.
No.
You really do. You just feel so, and that's why I was pissed, but I said, all right, you know
well,
what
the problem,
do?
You know, one of the problems is their bulletin is not a very well-organized bulletin. And I remember looking at it, not certainly during the service, but before or after the baptism, there's so much stuff in the bulletin. If there had been an announcement, you wouldn't
see it.
It was
ADD.
Buried in there. Yeah, very
if anything,
much so.
You're like, okay, we get it. You're feeding 5,000.
If I'm the week before,
then
I'm,
the week
I'm all
after
in.
That, you've got your 10th anniversary. Yeah. I mean,
it's
have to
a
choose.
Little much, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't Where, it a little
what's
much?
The map
it's,
on the back
Mike,
to the catering.
It's like the award show season. It's like
yes.
if it's not the Grammys, it's the Oscars
right.
yeah. or Feed 5,000. They're always doing something.
And the
font's
they're
doing
so
something.
Small.
God love them.
Yeah.
And I mean,
they don't
God
have an
love
app.
Them. Right. Exactly. But I'm fine if I'm there the week before. If I'm there the week before, I know, hey, next week's that thing we're doing. Remember, there will not be a. And yeah. so, you know, and but being the only one, I would have just hoped that there were maybe other people that.
Or the guy who was sweeping up should have opened up and said, hey, man, why don't you take 5 and say hi to God?
No,
yeah, you know what?
No. Wouldn't have gone in there, pal. I want the whole show. Thank
oh,
you.
I'll
Thank
take
you
5
much.
Any day.
What if you had? What if he had put down his broom and he said, "Son, come with me."
He
and
was
you
an
went
usher.
Into and you.
And
well,
then
he's
Mike,
a parishioner.
That
he's a
doesn't
volunteer.
Mean he doesn't love the Lord.
And if
okay,
you walk in
it.
And said, "Hey, you're here anyways. Here's another broom. Let's just do this together and knock
Don't
it out."
Don't you blaspheme on me? Don't you blaspheme on me?
You could take 45 minutes, Mike, and sweep for Jesus.
No, I actually made the most of my day. I was all by my onesies. I decided I would go over, and you know, I'm trying to get back into doing things outside, so I hit a few golf balls, and lo and behold, I didn't realize, because I didn't know that schedule, that every member of the club is going to be over there because it's a shotgun start at 8:30, and guess what? I was able to horn myself in to the shotgun start
well,
and play 18 holes with some more people from Illinois.
Where do you go
Everybody
to school?
I play with down here is from Illinois. That's
Why
it,
are they know. From Illinois?
Because they're all from Illinois. I don't know. They're all from
are
Illinois.
Are they? Did you see the judge? I thought the judge was in
judge,
town.
Judge, I saw the judge, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yesterday, drove by his house, said, hey, judge, see you Tuesday. Going to be playing with him tomorrow.
Cool.
Very, very excited.
The people
Huge
from
day
Illinois,
for me tomorrow.
The people from Illinois said, I'm sorry. Our foursome is full. Maybe right. you should go get a cup of coffee and try later.
I'm playing with him Wednesday. Actually, tomorrow Uh-oh. Is, I have another date.
Wow, with whom?
Mr. Mark Riddell.
Hey!
Oh, my God! He's back!
He's in. He's in the thick
wow.
of things.
You're really grasping.
Yeah, well,
huh?
I'm driving up to see my sweetheart up in Tampa, and oh, nice. We're going to the hockey game. Washington Capitals are coming to Tampa, Florida. So
this.
I'm going up to see my Washington Capitals. I might even wear a hat.
This is a big win.
I think that would be nice. What are you going to bring for Mark?
Yeah, you gotta bring him something.
The usual, a white carnation.
And well, you're making friends at least. That's great.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. That's why I'm getting together with Twitch.
Oh.
Because I'm not making friends.
You're falling back on old favorites.
I'm going to friends that I've had. That's right. That's a bit. Well, but he's down here, and he's, you know, we're a bit
didn't
like
he
fish
just
out
move,
of water.
Yeah, didn't he just
here.
Move down there?
Yeah, so he's new to the area. I'm kind of new to the area, and so we get together. And he, you know, he goes right to my wheelhouse, which is sports games.
Yes,
and
you
so,
love your
you know,
sports
I,
games.
I love me be my first NHL game of the year. You know how I love to go see the NHL.
Did
so
he
I
get the tickets? Are they good tickets?
He said, sometime he has that circus hookup that he gets.
Ah.
Yeah.
And now, he, I said I would pay for the tickets, but he said he got a circus.
Pee-wee always has the best tickets.
The only only thing is that they
hello,
have to
Mr.
go.
Mr. Hockey Player.
Because of the circus hookup, they get free tickets, but they have to show up in full clown makeup.
Exactly. So, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. So I'm doing what I can, and then Mrs. O'Mara comes back at the end of the week. So, and then, you know, who knows? Maybe she'll be down here for 2 or 3 days and leave for another 4 months.
Well, I think that'll be nice. You know, it'd be nice just to say, you know, catch
now,
up.
Now, you say that, and I say that, and then Oscar goes, ooh, and people will speculate. No, everything
well,
is
no, if you look
right
at,
with the world.
If you
everything
look at
wonderful.
The O'Mara's calendar, yes. And then you specifically look at Carla's calendar, it's right. much like a baseball season. There's an away calendar, and there's a home calendar.
No, there's an extended away stretch.
Yeah.
She misses her mom, and she likes to go back and visit with her mom, and that's cool.
But,
I'm
Mike, what have
that.
I always told you for years?
Especially when I'm in the hospital.
Yeah, remember that bit?
And I've been married.
You're sick. I'm out of here.
I've been married longer than all of your marriages put together. And I've always told you the secret to a happy marriage is quality time apart.
Exactly.
And you know what? That's great because you can't really fight when you're apart.
Right. What I love is when you see the away stretches on their calendar on iCal.
Yes.
There's a little cross that shows when Mike goes in the hospital and when Carla leaves.
That's right. There's also a little. There's
honey,
also,
my stomach's not feeling too good. Oh. I'll see you later.
Okay. She's out there like a shot, and she says, remember, no early service at church this week. I'll see you later.
What, there's no 7:45 service? No, we're having a gala. Oh. All right. Thanks a lot. So, yeah, I'm figuring it out a little bit. Would you like to – I bet you can't guess what I did accomplish over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what is this? That?
Big tease.
I've talked about it on the show, and I
– oh, can I guess?
Yes, go ahead.
Are the shutters in?
Rob Spiewak.
Yeah!
20 points. 20 points for Rob Spiewak.
I'll take him.
I'll take it.
All alone?
I know we're not doing a commercial for him today, but I will tell you, maybe 20 minutes. 20 minutes tops.
Good man.
From out of the box to in there, and not only did I do that.
Were you thinking outside of the box?
I was thinking outside. I put him up, and I realized what happened the first time. I have to tell the truth. What happened the first time. I talked about mismeasuring, which is true. They weren't
there
perfect.
Was a gap.
I saw the
picture
but
with
I
the
also,
gap.
But I also caused nice some gap, damage when I put the ladder up, and it's the one area where it's the kitchen window.
Yes.
And it didn't have cabinets for the ladder to stay up, so I had to angle the ladder back. And when I went up there, the ladder did the like that and fell down.
Yes.
And I yanked the one thing out and broke a corner of it too.
Mm. Oh,
so not
okay.
only did I mismeasure, but I broke it. Yeah. And so now I was very careful and you know, methodical and got her done, and then even caulked the windows.
Look at you.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Handy.
I'm Johnny.
Man.
I'm Johnny Handy. I'm very, very proud of
because you're excited that she's coming home for a brief stay.
Well,
Florida is her vacation home.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how she treats Florida.
She's got my schedule when he lived in Virginia.
Do you know what she's doing up there? Can I tell you the truth what she's doing up there? She's helping the cause. That's Oscar would say.
2 weeks out of the year is great, Mike. Let me tell you.
She's okay. That's Oscar, Carla. That's Oscar that said that.
And tributing.
No, not only is she working, I mean,
she's
also
working. Like
she's
holiday work.
She's taking advantage of being, you know, where she is. And I understand she had a great time at the Mayor Berry procession.
Yes,
and
she went showed up there for the services.
Paid respects for the entire family, which I thought was nice.
She's a big fan.
Well, she always has been.
Well, I mean, I how many cocktail parties have you been at with her, you know, where it's just like, you want to have some fun, go to Ward 8. She always said.
She said, come on, we're going to drive down to U Street.
Make sure you go to Ward 8.
Do you get
8.
To see your son on iChat or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, do you do the FaceTime?
Yeah, okay, we do cool. FaceTime almost twice a day, and he's doing great, but it's...
He's cognitive, but he recognizes that it's you talking to him and everything,
he grabs
right?
the phone. He actually grabs the phone.
Oh, that's cool.
And
okay.
you'll see his face from all the way in. He'll come in and he'll give me a little kiss on FaceTime.
Oh,
he actually said
sweet.
His first words. He said, see you in May.
And then
did he say May or Maine?
No, May. May of 2015.
I'll hang up the phone and, you know, and it's back to my...
You sounded lonely last night.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Did I really?
I'm not going to lie to you.
On, stop. How did I sound lonely?
You sounded bummed out. You know what you sounded like? It's... when my dad leaves my mom for the first 3 weeks, she's super happy.
Right.
And then, like, by the second month, she's like, oh, man, I miss that guy.
I hate to ask this of you, Oscar, because this requires some analysis of Mike. Was he sad because he's alone, or was he sad because you called?
No, no. He was excited that I called.
Were you, Mike?
Yes, because it was human contact.
Sure. Yeah, I'll go with
that. And it was more like the man. Like, I can't believe I'm excited that you called. It was kind of like...
Yeah, I gave him some quality time. Oscar knows that, especially with
you're
business
not a phone,
calls...
You're not a phone guy.
I'm not a phone guy. No, I lingered. No, no. I lingered a little bit, and I was... And Oscar, were you... had you had some happy juice yesterday?
Yeah, yeah, I
had
been drinking. Yeah. And then driving.
Started, well, you had... He had to have a belt. He was out in the cold all that.
I had 4 beers at the game.
You know, let's stop it right there, because when we come back, I want to ask about you. And we want to discuss the really worst franchise in the history of sports.
Yes, agreed.
It's tough.
It's beginning to look like that. We will talk to Oscar, who made it out to FedEx Field. Is it still FedEx, or have they sold it to
FedEx.
A lesser sponsor? With the way they're playing lately, we'll have Redskins talk, and Oscar was at the game, and I want to feel what that was like.
Mike, it was a big shutout at Senate Insurance Field.
We'll take a break. Come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You're asking me why I turn in so early. Well, you'd turn in, too, if you had a Sleep Number bed
I
do.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. I can go at 7:45, hop in there with the two hound dogs that like to live on that thing, too. I love it. I love my Sleep Number bed. Listen, holiday stress can really take its toll, so why not give yourself a gift that you'll appreciate for years to come? The gift of an amazing night's sleep on a Sleep Number bed. Now, all Sleep Number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology. You know that. It tracks your sleep. It lets you sleep bigger and better. Excuse me. This is one of those live commercials where I think I should start from the beginning.
Wow. No, I think you always sleep bigger and better with a Sleep Number mattress.
Did you say it lets you, or what did you say when...
I've never said it lets you sleep bigger and better.
Well, no, it said you sleep bigger and better.
Well, the Sleep IQ technology lets you sleep better,
right.
Not bigger.
No.
And, you know, it has the sensors that let you know how you're doing. There's nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. You just sleep, and it helps your sleep. And sleep is the most important commodity in
absolutely.
The world, ladies and gentlemen. My Sleep Number setting's an 80. Carla's is an 85. See why Sleep Number was named Best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. And right now, you can save $300 on their most popular beds. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That's 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sleeps bigger.
Oh, yeah.
And better.
Thank you
bigger
very
and
much.
Better.
So Oscar called me after a date that we all knew he was at the game, because I think we exchanged
pleasantries.
Text yesterday.
And you checked in. You said you were there, yeah.
My dad hates when I text while we're hanging out. Like, he's just so adamant about it. He's like, what about being here with me? And I understand that.
I'm probably not far behind him with that. This started when I had the restaurant, the failed restaurant. And
yes.
I was actually, that's when it really began, because we would, we had a bit of a bustling nightlife there for
sure.
A while. And I would watch these single women, packs of like 4 and 5 single women, come into my joint and pair off at the little tables, and there would be 4 women sitting at a table, not saying a word to each other, and they're no. This is way back when. I mean, this is when it first started. I'm like, that's all they're doing. Well, now everybody does that, and you know, it's really weird. I mean, we're so completely narcissistic that we will go sit at a table and we will be in that little device, and it's like, is it narcissism, or is it fear of interacting personally?
Is it the fear of missing something?
Missing something.
I think
for me.
I yelled at Julia last night. I raised my voice as we finished up our decorating and the empty boxes need to go back upstairs. I said, take that box up.
Yes.
She took her cell phone while she was texting and put it under her arm so she could hold it while she carried the box.
Uh-huh.
I said, hey! Put that down. Leave it on the table for the 8 seconds it's going to take you to carry up. I said, I promise I'll watch it. No one will take it.
Aww.
And Bella will be all right for the time it takes you to carry a box upstairs. I've seen her put away dishes from the dishwasher one-handed and texting with the other hand. It's like a circus act.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's not going to change either.
No, it's going to get worse. It'll get worse.
The technology will be such where
we can do all those things you're talking about without having to hold it. You know what I mean? That will be
see,
be
but
some
that's
way
the problem. There should be technology in place to put away the dishes, not to text. Invent something that empties my dishwasher. Now you're helping me.
Well, I understand. I guess the point
no.
is, I understand.
So
where
we were
going
back and forth. I was able to check in quickly with you guys, but yeah, we went to the Redskins game. It was a 1 o'clock kickoff. I picked them up. I said, "Bundle up." I said, and this is the thing with my dad. He loves. Loves like the event, much like I love the event, right?
Oh, really? He likes the event, so he's like
he'll
RJ.
He'll go to a soccer game. He'll go to a baseball game.
Not really, though, Mike.
So he doesn't mind.
There's a Latin connection there.
So win, lose or draw, doesn't matter. I said they're not good this year. It's just not going to be the stadium's probably not going to be full. But if you still want to go, we'll go.
It's still a spectacle.
Yes.
So he likes going to the stadium and the whole thing and going to an event with his son. Yeah, I mean that's normal.
He gets it. So. I said, bundle up. I'll pick you up around 10 o'clock a.m. And then we'll go. And we'll go a little, I forget, a little early. We won't, if there's a lot of people there, you don't have to wait in line. It's going to be freezing anyways. Get something to eat, hang out. We get there. There aren't a lot of people there. But there aren't a lot of people there for, I've been to losing season games where you're like, okay, there's a lot of people here that are tailgating. They're probably not going to go until halftime because they're just there to have the fun and the party in the morning.
Yeah, and then the one thing that I should point out about Redskins fans is we are known around the league as having some of the drunkest fans in America.
Sadly enough.
The drunkest in sports, Mike. At least 2 years ago it was, yeah.
And the attitude is a lot of times, screw them, I'll go in when I go. They're all the tailgate party is the best part of the day based on the way the team's playing. Go ahead.
Well, we were able to find a nice parking spot in front of a tailgate where the guys were totally cool. They said, we promise we won't burn your car down. I said, well, that's two thumbs up.
All right.
Because that has happened at FedEx Field.
Sure.
There has been car barbecues there.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, did you just say barbecue?
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Hey, Peter, did you leave the lighter fluid on the cornhole game? Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. It's burning up. Oh, my God.
The kids, and I say kids because they must have been like 17, 18. They were there with their older brothers or sisters, who knows, but they're running around throwing football. They offered my dad a beer and I was like, welcome with my dad. And I said, if my dad wants to have a beer, he can have a beer.
Sure.
Right. I said, do you want a beer? ¿Quieres una cerveza? And he goes, no. And I said, all right, let's get you in the stadium. Let's get you in there safe.
Say it again in Spanish.
¿Quieres una cerveza? And I said, all right. He didn't want one.
That's the best Spanish.
Then he goes,
what is the outdoor temperature yesterday? What was the average? About 45?
Average 45, felt like 35.
Yeah, and it's colder in that stadium somehow. I think it's the hatred.
The wind was whipping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay.
I should point out that outdoor events like that in the wintertime, going to a football game, it just doesn't matter. I mean, you think, well, it's not even freezing. Well, it doesn't matter. At an outdoor game where you're sitting and you're watching, you've got to dress like you're going to be undergoing
or
exposure to the elements.
Multiple levels, because if you've got seats where the sun's glaring down, then you're like, okay, I need sunglasses, a visor, a hat, something, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's always hotter and it's colder.
Yeah, there's never a happy medium.
Where are your seats level-wise?
They're level 200.
So that's lower
part
of the stadium?
But they're lower, but they're right over the overhang.
Okay. So the lower you get in that stadium, and this is something that I think they brought over from RFK, the wind whips around.
You are absolutely
And the
right.
lower you are in the stadium, and I used to know this because I used to stand on the field, by the time you're at field level, it's like a nor'easter
a vortex.
No matter what. There is a vortex, going on.
You know what helped me deal with outdoor stadium? I've only been to one since I was doing this, but what actually helped me was motorcycle riding. You have to learn how to prepare yourself for the elements. And it's the whole, that, you know, it's a cliche, but the whole layer deal.
It makes sense.
Do that. But nobody's going to wear long underwear at a game.
Oh, no, I wish I had. Tell you that much.
Because that'll help. Are your feet the first thing to get freezing?
I doubled up on the socks. So I wear my soccer socks.
Smart move, Oscar.
Very smart move.
Very smart.
But everything else was freezing, Mike. My dad was fine. But as we sat in those seats, thank you, Richard, it was one of the...
Mike, you spilled some water there, buddy.
Sorry. Thank you, Richard.
You know, I don't know. We never really got down to the details of what Oscar paid for those season tickets. I did see online.
Too much.
I saw online that this week people were selling tickets for $5 and $3. So I'm sure you got a deal.
Look, I know this deal.
Let me tell you.
He sold those tickets at face value, which at the time...
before the complete bottom fell out was a deal. You're still not going to get the season tickets for under face value. People aren't going to take a loss on them.
True
so he got a fair deal.
It was a very fair square deal.
Oscar is thanking Richard simply because thank you, Richard, for
the experience
allowing
of my father
to experience this losing season.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's, he didn't
a legendary season. Mike.
I should have known. Richard's like, well, I stopped going when they started losing so much, and I was like, you know what? That doesn't sound like a bad idea. I'm going to do that.
Oscar and I were talking. We were talking last night about the fact that you know, this is how it happens. As great and as institutionalized as the Redskins have become in the D.C. market, there is a limit. There is a limit, and these teams have to. There's a limit before you have to build it all back up again. Now we're still, I think, maybe in a 5 to 10 year window where
they have
one winning good winning streak and all is forgotten. They do. That's football, and those are such lucky franchises. You know, teams like the Pittsburgh Steelers, teams like the Boston Red Sox. I think that it's pretty much limitless. But there's something about D.C., and there's something about this relationship the fans have with this team right now where there's damage being done, big time damage.
Yeah, but wouldn't you say that one of the definitions of us being such a bad fan base is, A, how fast they jump off the bandwagon, but that's almost as bad as jumping back on so fast.
Yeah, that's it. And the thing is, the reason this franchise is not in any kind of danger, and that's the only reason, Rob,
is
because as fast as they jump off,
they're ready to get back on. RG3!
HGTR! #HGTR!
Hashtag shut up.
We stay till the fourth quarter. They're getting blown out.
Did you really?
You stayed till the fourth quarter? I didn't watch the fourth quarter on television.
Because the old man was excited to be there.
Mike, and before the fourth quarter came, Fox was packing up.
Oh, my God.
He was excited to be there. Wow. So I said, all right.
I mean, am I overstating it by saying it was the worst game of the year?
It was the worst game.
Well, you can even hear it in the announcer. Did you hear the final call of the game?
No,
they sounded
I didn't watch it.
They didn't even sound like they wanted to be there. What they did is they told us that there was only 17 days left until holiday.
17 days for Christmas shopping. 17 days to fill the slot. 17 days for Christmas shopping.
Hi, Bart.
17 more.
Hello there.
Hi, Bart.
Hi. Did you hear what the man said? Only 17 shopping days left till Christmas.
That's right. That was Keith Olbermann, I think.
You know, you expect a follow-up on that, but no, he's out of there.
No,
only
gone.
17 more days. Goodbye. It sounds like he's walking by the microphone. Did you hear what the man said? Only 17 more days.
Did you hear what Oscar's dad said? We're staying to the fourth quarter. Hi there.
Oh, wow.
So here's the thing. Fran Tarkenton, I grew up watching Fran Tarkenton play football, and he kind of laid some blame at the feet of RG3, and it makes sense to me that RG3 came into this league and had that great rookie season, and suddenly he was the second coming, and we all were guilty of this. RG3, it was all RG3. I've never seen a rookie get that kind of buzz in a market. I've never seen it. Maybe I've been, you know, I've been to other markets, but I couldn't believe it. And he said that was part of the problem. And I think I understand that RG3 kind of made it all about him.
But blame the fans again. Blame the fans. We drank the Kool-Aid. Everyone in this city drank the Kool-Aid that was served to them.
And Rob, you're a guy in your 20s. I don't care how well you're prepped. Look, there's some exceptions to the rule, but by and large, I think it's easy to succumb to that.
Sure.
And,
of course.
You know, and you had your father coming into the locker room and all that. It starts at the top. Starts at the top. And this organization is a train wreck. And I said to Oscar last night, Oscar, I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel right now. None.
Right now.
It's one thing to lose, but it's another thing to really just look like you're going to lose for the next 5, 6, 7 years.
But
you know?
The rub is this. So this is my first year having season tickets.
Right.
And I said, probably
jinx.
There probably won't be another year, right? But after the experience I had yesterday,
does that mean are you gonna sell them?
No. I would say that
after
the experience I had yesterday, I had this weird feeling. I told Mike this on the phone. I said, "It's so weird that I want to re-up these tickets because I want to be there when they actually win. Like, I want to bring my dad back for a good season, right?
Can I say something?
Yes.
This will make sense to you, and this is why I agree with you, and you should do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have spring training tickets for the Red Sox down here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's not nearly as expensive as Redskins tickets, but it's my thing, right?
Yes.
Right.
And I am this year looking forward to the fact that I'm going to be down here anyway, mm-hmm. but I'm looking forward this year because they sucked so bad last year, and it's all new.
Yeah.
And the whole thing. You're going to experience that with the Redskins. And look, I can say they might lose for the next 5-6 years. I don't know. They could win next year.
Yeah.
You never know. That's sports.
It's that
what makes sports.
That weird hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you're
but at the same time, I don't like the way that organization is run, and I don't like their stadium, and I don't like the way they treat their fans. And that guy, that son of a bitch, Dan Snyder, came in, Johnny Arrogant. And so people in Washington have a bad taste in their mouth, not just because they're losing, but because he was such a dick for so long with nothing to back it up.
Exactly.
No wins.
And a belt buckle, Mike. He had the belt buckle.
The mini drama, though, is interesting. If you're an outsider looking into this market, you're sitting there, you're like, you feel bad for the fans. Not just those that have paid, the people that spend money on the merchandise, etc. But you look at this mini drama that's unfolding in front of you, like, okay, would they really fire Jay Gruden? Or would they really keep RG3? Like, what's going to happen, right? I'm just hyped up on what's going to happen.
They love firing coaches because it's a lot of bang for the buck. And they've always loved firing coaches.
Look, it's the same drill. And I grew up, people said to me, oh, you like the New York Giants and the Boston Red Sox? I said, oh, you just like winners. I'm like, ha-ha-ha. You weren't raised during the 1970s. I grew up. I cut my teeth. I learned about being a sports fan by rooting for teams that not only lost, but lost in a horrific fashion and were able to, you know, the Redskins are in that zone right now where their fans have a fatal complex that is like no other. And the best thing, and I hate to get all sports, but for the people in D.C., and there are a lot of you that listen to this show,
yeah.
I can tell you this, that opening drive was absolutely indicative of the whole thing it is to be a Redskins fan. You got Colt McCoy with that great quarterback name, and he's driving him down the field.
That's great.
Like, yeah, this guy's great.
About.
This one's going to be different. Yeah. Interception.
Yeah.
Right. At the moment you started to get hopeful, it's like, oh, we're going to dash your hopes again, you stupid people.
And my dad is your classic, like, he just doesn't know enough about football, but he's happy to be there.
Sure.
He likes he's like, look at that. Why would he throw? And I'm like looking at him, I'm like, you have no idea what just happened. You have no idea what just happened. And you, by the way, and I love my dad.
Yeah.
He goes, Oscar, donde son los Ravens? And I said, well, they're from Baltimore, Dad. And he goes, y a qué hora llegaron aquí? Which means, at what time did they get here? And I said, well, they're not here because we're playing the Rams. We're playing the Rams. This is why I know nothing about sports. Because you thought we were playing the Ravens, and they're in front of us. They're 5 feet in front of us. You've done this to me, old man.
I do. I had that on both of you. I had a dad that taught me how to be a sports fan, and I will teach my kid how to be a sports fan. But it is, I think, this is just my opinion, and I can say this. The recent history of the Boston Red Sox starting in 2004 does not count. I'm talking about how I grew up, and I will tell you.
An era of disappointment, Mike, literally.
The young 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old Redskins fans right now, those are the kids that I have a lot of respect for. If you've been with them and they stick with them, they're the ones that hopefully in the next few years will get
they can taste the
glory. Rofo, let me ask you this. Yes. You're a Redskins fan, right?
Yeah, I'm all DC teams.
And you're chomping over there. I know you're looking over at me and you want to talk about this. you've rooted for this team through most of your adult years or your perceptive years. They've been sucking wind, right?
Yeah, my whole life I've seen.
So you've been
one
so you're a classic
win.
Fan. You're
I hate it. I hate it. But you know what? I'm going to stay with them.
And this is where,
that's it.
You know, hopefully you get that, because when you do get the prize, if you ever get the prize, it makes the prize so much sweeter.
Mm.
That's the whole thing about losing in sports. But, you know, it makes it builds character.
I have to ask you about this, because you were raised a sports fan with the losing Red Sox.
Giants at the time when we went through Ali Sherman and Alex Webster and Bill Arnsparger and all these coaches, and they still sucked.
But,
and every
but at
year,
least,
it
at
was
least
the new
you,
coach.
We you have the new no grudge.
No. Here we go.
The New York Giants were the Washington Redskins for a while.
Right.
By the way, anybody who's seen them play recently, they are this year too. You get the same drill and the same drill. We're getting a new coach. We're getting a new coach. Everything's going to be better.
Yeah.
We got the new drafted player. This is going to be our thing. No. I think with football, more than anything else, you have to have an organizational thing.
And
it's got to be. That's when you turn into the New England Patriots.
When you talk to these people that you say the kids today, that the fan, that they, if they stay the fans now, it's going to be better for them if it ever turns around. But you had likable teams. This is a despicable organization.
Oh, no. We didn't have necessarily likable teams. It's just we had that passionate fan base.
But
the
didn't
Redskins
the Sox
have a core
sort,
of fans
Sox,
like Rich.
The Sox had sort of like a lovable loser image, didn't they?
They had some players that you would like,
yeah.
Just like the Redskins do. But you know what? It's character building, and I think that ultimately I am softening my position on the Washington Redskins, where, you know, I've always been kind of a New York Giants fan, and the Redskins were thrust down my throat. But the fact is now, you know, I'm watching them and I'm saying, man, if they could just turn it around, it would be pretty great for the city.
Oh, now it's like you're at rock bottom.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's only one way to root for it, you know, for the best.
And I look outside and I say, but I'm in Florida.
you jerk.
All right.
Freezing over here.
I'm glad you had a good time at the game. We're going to take a break. We will come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Your OCD is nothing to be ashamed of.
It's also the depression. There's just a stigma that goes with it.
I don't think so anymore.
Okay, well then I'll wear my freak flag, fly it hot, high.
Yeah, don't be ashamed of your OCD. Be ashamed of the way you talk.
It's the Rob and Katie Show. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. What was that?
That's dude at the end of the promo.
I'm leaving now.
He always says, I'm leaving now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have known that. Lord knows you played that promo enough. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Attention, hear ye. Listen up, all grill masters. This holiday season, there is only one gift that is an absolute must-have. The Mangrave. What is a Mangrave, you ask? Let me explain it to you. Mangraves are man-made, American-made, high-quality, 100% cast-iron grill grates that sit right on top of your existing grates. We've told you about these for years.
Yes.
And what I love about them is if you put some nice wrapping paper on it at Christmas time and you hand it to that special someone, it's got a little heft to it. And I've always been a big fan of heavy gifts.
Yeah,
you
don't
know
drop
I mean?
It in Dad's lap.
Right. One year, I just wanted to give somebody a heavy gift, so I gave my sister 4 bricks. Mangrave's patented design delivers steakhouse-quality flavor right at home. And with the Mike O'Mara Show special, listen to this, 33% off your entire order. And for a limited time, if you buy 3 of them, you get the 4th one free. Absolutely free. Head over to mangrate.com and enter the coupon code TMOS at checkout. They're 100% cast iron. They're made in the USA, and you'll get 33% off your order. Order 3, get a 4th free. Lots of ways to save money here. Use coupon code TMOS. That's the Mangrate, and happy grilling,
Woo!
Everybody. Cue the news, man.
News.
Tom Hanks and Sting joined Lily Tomlin, singer Al Green, and ballerina Patricia McBride in being awarded this year's Kennedy Center Honors for influencing American culture through the arts.
Sting?
Top performers? Yes, Sting was there.
Yep, Sting was there. British, though.
Yeah, but they can let other people from other countries.
I don't know.
They're honoring them, Rob. They don't have to be American. This is not an American.
It's not the citizenship awards.
Yeah, you know what? Go back 250 years and see how they were influencing us over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Top performers and power players from Hollywood, Broadway, and Washington gathered Sunday to salute them at a gala performance. Lots of galas this time.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
The show, hosted by Stephen Colbert, will be broadcast December 30th on CBS. I wish I could jump on that bandwagon. I wish I could jump on that Colbert bandwagon.
Hey, maybe he's like the Redskins. Maybe he's going to be really great unexpectedly.
I'll wait. Right. The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1 topped the box office for a third straight week, made another $21.6 million this weekend, which historically tends to be a slow one after Thanksgiving when everyone is out shopping and going to parties. The one new release in the top 10 was the horror movie The Pyramid. Does anybody know what that is?
No. Yeah, it's about Dick Clark.
Is it an Amway movie?
It's a horror movie. I mean.
Oh.
Yeah, it's it made $1.4 million in ninth place despite only being shown on about 600 theaters.
Caught people love the horror.
Caught a condo made of stone.
Yeah. Exciting. This year's Grammy nominees were announced on Friday. Do you care? Do you care? Do you care? You want just the highlights?
Yeah, highlights would be good.
After the dust settled, Beyonce, Pharrell, and Sam Smith, they had the most. Six nominations apiece.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I was saying to someone just the other day, you know, Beyonce doesn't get enough credit.
Maybe this will be her breakout year, Mike.
Maybe. I wish she could do better.
Fingers crossed.
I really wish
fingers
we could
crossed.
Do better.
Well, she's done so well because, you know, she's been cursed with those bad looks.
Yes.
And Mike, she's been able to overcome that.
Have you been watching The Voice, Mike, at all?
Carla loves it, and oh, I will look at it. Really is. I think that's
this
a strong
season
format.
Is strong.
I think. Well, I like the judges. I think the judges are very cool. I like Blake Shelton, and I like Adam Levine. I think they do. I got so burned on American Idol that I don't. Yeah.
Is there the kid from Sterling? Is he still on?
Oh, you know what? I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I'd have to check in.
Have to look at last Monday's. I saw the tail end of last Monday's was phenomenal. I haven't DVR'd the entire thing yet.
Elsewhere, Miley Cyrus scored her first ever nomination, and Joan Rivers got a nomination for Best Spoken Word Album. CBS will air the Grammys live on February 8th. I feel like I'm doing promos for CBS here.
Yeah, a lot of stuff
kind of
there.
Monday
were you on
is.
CBS.com?
No. You have to.
Never
go there. Hugh Hefner says he would never tolerate the kind of abusive behavior Bill Cosby is being accused of. The Playboy magazine mogul said in a statement Saturday that he considers Cosby a good friend, and the mere thought of these allegations is truly saddening.
Really, who would think for a moment that Hugh Hefner going for or against his case would make a difference?
Well, the reason he's doing it is because one of these things happened.
The police.
Cosby, let me see. Here it is. It's Judy Huth. I think that's the correct pronunciation of her name. She filed a lawsuit last week claiming the comedian forced her into a sex act at the Playboy Mansion when she was 15 years old. Yeah. Hefner, who lives at the mansion, said, I would never tolerate her kind of behavior. I mean, I don't know what he's sounding like now. It's been about 2 years since I've done it.
Right, and he hasn't been, like, in public.
No, they could
never
put him away.
Or it could be,
I would never tolerate this kind of behavior, regardless of who was involved.
That was me doing the robot voice.
Or it could be some woman saying, what Hef is saying is this.
Hold on. He blinked twice. He would not approve.
Here's a picture of Hefner holding up today's newspaper and saying this statement.
You know, speaking of the Cosby situation, with all that's going on, you're hearing more and more about reopening, maybe doing an investigation. You know, I think that this, do you think he will ride this out? Or do you think that maybe something really will go down where he will be in a courtroom? It's hard to say.
I don't ever see him being in a courtroom. No. You know what? He will pay all the money he needs to stay out of a courtroom, I think.
He's gonna have to
until, of course, he gets his final reward, you know?
That's true.
Hello, Bill. No. Hi. We've been following that.
Yeah,
with it.
Here's a beverage for you.
Drink this.
I'm going to give you, here's a ginger ale. Here's a ginger ale.
Okay.
Listen, Bill. I need you to kiss your ass goodbye.
Too many women.
Yeah.
That's my little fantasy. Queen guitarist Brian May is raising awareness for something you don't hear about every day. If you didn't know, Brian got his PhD in astrophysics a few years back, and this is the cause that he's championing now. He's joined a group of astronomers, scientists, and others to raise awareness about the threat of asteroids.
Oh, hey. Wow. Finally something.
Thank goodness.
Hey, this is serious stuff.
Biederman's going to get you.
He'd seen Armageddon.
This includes Bill Nye, the science guy. So I'm
really?
Paying attention. Yes. They released a declaration. They called for the creation of a massive asteroid detection system to, quote, solve humanity's greatest challenges to safeguard our families and quality of life on Earth in the future.
Now, that's vague. Are they going to only find massive asteroids, or it is a massive program to find asteroids?
I think it's probably a defense system in case they are coming to us.
Like,
I mean,
Star Wars.
Wasn't there one just last week or so that came very close to the planet?
Yeah, it landed, I think, in Norfolk. But luckily
it didn't hit the planet, Rob.
You think Rob knows the answer to that?
No, Rob doesn't care. No. Rob would only care if it was over Leesburg.
Hey, if it says science, he's just scoring over it. He's moving over it.
That's
you know?
Because, you know what? I go by the Bible, Oscar.
End of days.
That's it.
Yeah, the end of days.
You got me all over.
Leviticus didn't say this.
I'll tell you, the reason I put that in the news is because I am fascinated by that, but I don't read enough about it, and I don't know what the potential is for. I think they don't know.
The good news, no, they know if we get impacted, it's over.
But they don't know how many are out there.
But you know what? I'm really not going to give it a lot of credit until any member of the band Styx tells me I'm in trouble.
They don't spend enough money because there's not enough eyes in the skies. Most of the... Most
it's
of,
Queen, Rob. It's not Styx. It's
that's
Queen.
Right. Yeah, but you see, that's why I want a second opinion.
Most of the asteroids, most of the asteroids that are caught and they say, oh, they're coming this close, come from citizen astronomers.
Okay.
That, right. I mean, they're not done by the government.
Has Charlie Watts said anything?
Okay, enough. Let's move on.
I got serious, more music. You guys just
more
doing
music
shtick.
News. Okay.
More music
news.
More music.
Slayer. This is a great little story. Last week, Slayer.
Great
Slayer.
Man.
What's up? Slayer played a gig in Indianapolis, and while they were in town, they saved a homeless kitten.
Hey! Aww. Well, I guess they better change the name of the band.
Liver.
Saver.
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 Yeah. Thank you, everybody. We changed the name of our band to Saver from Slayer. According to the band's publicist, guitarist Kerry King. Oh, man, he was a great program director, too. He went out to a steakhouse with some of the band's crew, and on their way out, they ran into a homeless guy who was offering to sell a kitten for a buck. Slayer's assistant tour manager saw that the cat looked cold, so she bought it, took it back to the tour bus, and slept with it in her bunk.
Hey.
Yes, she did.
Hold on. Hold on. The assistant tour manager is on the bus with the band, and it's a she.
Sure.
Yeah, that is.
So
yeah.
You think she's an assistant tour manager?
Oh, she's on the payroll.
Yeah, yeah. Got to see the rider.
Paying with that, you know what.
Okay.
She brought it back to the venue the next day. She then found someone who wanted a kitten. So now the cat has a new home.
Hey, isn't that great? Awesome.
That's
yeah.
Phenomenal.
The new owner posted a photo of the cat on Facebook saying, "Here she is. I named her Gypsy." Is that a Slayer song?
Remember when Slayer used to be in the news for making records?
Yes, I am. What's up? We're Slayer, everybody. And now a little something something. 32-year-old John Huguet of Edmonton, Alberta, was awake at 1:30 a.m. back on May 31st, taking care of his newborn daughter, and he heard a noise in his living room. When he went to check it out, there was a zebra in his living room.
Oh.
Not a real zebra. It was 24-year-old guy named Marshall Ron Mann. In a full-body zebra costume, he was also wearing a hat and sunglasses.
Naturally.
So I think he was probably a party zebra. It turns out Marshall had been at a costume party earlier that night and drunkenly went into John's house, thinking it was a friend's house. I've had friends make that mistake.
Sure.
But when John told him to leave, he got violent. My friends didn't do that.
Ah.
And he punched John in the face. Not a good thing for a zebra with sunglasses to do. John managed to push him out onto the lawn where Marshall promptly started peeing on a tree, and that's when the cops got there and they arrested him. So that's a little zebra in the living room story. There is no word on whether the burglar was black or white. Take a break. Come back. More to come. Rob and the Magic Audio Ball on the Mike O'Mara Show coming up next.
Do you talk C++?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell that in 425 and fake an email?
Hi.
Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please, check it out.
So painful. Hey, Mike.
My favorite.
You're yes. lonely.
Yes.
How about tonight you host Tech 411 with me?
Hey!
Woo! You know, that is a really, really
7:30?
Cool idea.
30 minutes.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there.
Well, no, absolutely. I'm serious.
So
oh,
is Mike.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on. What are you doing?
I actually I agreed to go to the church tonight.
Oh.
I'm actually doing some more work for the Guadalupe
You'll like this, the Guadalupe Soup Kitchen.
Oh, oh man.
But it's not tonight. I was just trying to make it.
Well, I was going to ask Mike, if you go to the Soup Kitchen, pray for new promos.
Do you want me to be
What about
in
a,
here?
A 4 o'clock recording?
I'll do a half an hour at 7:30. I will.
Or 4 o'clock?
No, when do you tape? When do you tape?
Well, usually it's 7:30, but now that, well, Todd has a big meeting with the president of the Consumer Electronics Association, so
yes.
he's bumped me till next week. And I said, no, the show must go on.
Yes.
If I've got Mike O'Mara, I can do it anytime you'd like.
My schedule is wide open. I'll do it when you want.
Let's do a 4 p.m.
4
right
p.m.
before
this
dinner.
Afternoon. I'd rather do 7:30.
Okay, 7:30.
Let's do 7:30.
What about like 6:45?
Well, are you so you can do it anytime you want?
Yeah, right? Because I usually have to wait for Todd, but I don't have to wait for anybody. Now.
Yeah, 4 o'clock is cool.
Okay,
4 o'clock
works.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm waiting. Let me get back to you. All right, anyway,
you're gonna need an app of the week.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by CH Wine. Are you getting your wine, people? You have
yes.
to get your wine. It's the holidays, okay? Look no further than Cameron Hughes Wine. They take extra wine from the premium vineyards they sell, and they sell. Let me start again. They take extra wine from premium vineyards, and they sell it to you at an incredible discount. You can pick up an $80 bottle of wine for $15 or $20. You're going to need wine this holiday, lots of it. And you can gift people. You can share it for drinking yourself. Make it easy on yourself and your budget. Get the best at chwine.com. Now, here's what they want me to tell you. Cameron Hughes is available nationwide, but we talked them into this deal just for our listeners. 20% off any wine and free shipping on your order just by using the code TMOS. Visit chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, enter TMOS, and presto, 20% off and free shipping. Don't wait. Get your wine in time for the holidays. Order today, chwine.com. You'll love it like we do. Woo! Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. Monday, is it December 6th already?
8th.
El Ocho. Yeah.
Oh, it's 8th. I'm sorry. I put the wrong thing. It's December 8th?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Happy anniversary. All right. Go ahead.
Question for you.
so hard
I won't be able to do that tonight, Oscar.
Do you want to do the audio vault here or do you want to give away a fruitcake?
Because
we can give away two tomorrow if you want.
Well, I mean, what will you tell me?
We're set up to go if you want to give away.
You know what? Timing.
Let's do a fruitcake.
Let's do a fruitcake. Yeah. All right.
So
dial
we'll
it up.
Do fruitcake. What are the rules of engagement again on this?
They have to answer their phone or have a voicemail message that lets us know that they're expecting their call.
All right, well, we haven't promoted this properly, so I'm glad we're getting entries because people are gaga for the fruitcake. So is this our winning letter right now?
This is our winning letter, and it reads, "Greeting, podcast gods. I believe only Rob's fruitcake can clear the taint of bad fruitcake memories from the memory of this man of larger frame. Let me tell you my fruitcake past. My first experience with fruitcake was my Aunt Beth's famous Southern-styled fruitcake. This brick of homemade candied fruits with a generous amount of glazed pecans was, to say the least, not good eats. Add her glaze of Jack Daniels and Mountain Dew. Yuck. And if you were not careful, you'd burn your face off. Secondly, my faux hipster neighbor who makes gourmet fruitcake cups. From what I am told, I am blind. They are pretty."
He's a visually challenged listener?
He is. He says, I know is that even my seeing eye dog won't touch these hockey pucks. You can dial up Tim Wolf, please, if you would. And he says,
we can tell him we're sending him Omaha steak.
Clear the taste of these fruitcakes from my brain. I can only imagine how those fruit bejeweled beauties of Rob's creation
What's
will
this
face.
Guy's name again?
Tim Wolf.
Tim. You should be home. Tim.
Right? I would think so.
Why? Blind man can't have a day job?
I don't know.
Yeah, of course they can.
They might be out driving around. I don't know.
That would be cool.
Oh, come on, Tim. Don't let us
what
down.
A shame.
Tim.
Here we go.
Tim,
this is
Tim,
it.
Tim,
and we make it clear that you give us the number where you can be reached at.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, very, very clear.
Oh, yeah. I am terribly.
Hello, Tim.
Oh, Tim. Tim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, did it take you a while to find the phone?
Stop it.
You're such a jerk. All right.
No, I'm just. I always. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Tim, how are you?
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, that's why. That's why I made the insensitive blind joke before. That's why I did that. And then I heard a pause on your end, and I'm like, I thought you might think I was just some a-hole calling you up, but we're calling.
I accidentally hit the send a message button, and I said, "Oh my God, it could be the Mike O'Mara Show."
Attaboy. That's the way to go. Yeah. Listen to me. All right, I want it now, Tim. I'm now going to fully exploit your handicap. Are you ready for this?
No.
The fact is, this is a man who is visually challenged and he is blind. He said that in his letter, and he answered his phone, yes. Unlike the 50 people last year that couldn't pull that. This man, Rob, yes. I'm making an editorial decision.
Excellent.
Right now.
Go.
I believe you should give him two.
All right.
You should give him two fruitcakes.
Look at
you
me writing Tim, two on his entry.
Tim, you have won two fruitcakes because you answered your phone. My
one
friend.
Fruitcake cut in half.
How dare you?
That is horrible, Rob.
Congratulations, Tim. You have won day one on the 12 days of fruitcakes. You must be thrilled.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak.
You're great, Tim. Tim, where are you from?
Elkridge, Maryland.
Oh, nice. That's good. And enjoy your fruitcake. They're yummy. And have a wonderful, happy holiday. And thanks for being a good sport with
thanks,
us,
Tim.
Friend.
See you, Tim.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Okay. Ciao, God ciao. Bless you. There he goes. That's Tim.
You know what? And just real quick, I will say this before we close the audio vault. My big archaeology news.
Scientists say they found the oldest known engraving in human history from 500,000 years ago. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah, it was a tic-tac-toe game, and Larry King won.
That's your magic audio ball. Congratulations, Tim. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Way to go. I like it when Conan does the Larry humor. Way to keep the tradition going, Conan. Hey, I want to remind you, the TMOS bonus packages are available, and we want you to take some time to subscribe to your 2015 bonus package. Yes, folks, grab all of next year's great bonus content right now.
Get it now.
Yes, full access to all the 2015 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, plus access to the entire bonus show anthology at 25% savings. We'll do the other thing tomorrow.
Okay, you
sorry.
Got it.
Yeah. I got you, Mom. I know. Yeah. Anyway, it's the Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages, and get them today. That's it for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Please remember to check out Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Since they compare the rates for you, they do all the work and all you have to do is save the money. Just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.